Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about Cursor, another really popular vibe coding app. We talk a lot about, you know, Lovable on this podcast because Jaden and I both use them, but Cursor is another really big one. They are rolling out a new kind of agentic coding tool. So we're going to, you know, break this all down today. It sounds like it's essentially a way to maintain all the code that is made by agents. So kind of like a prompt and a monitoring device. Which is really useful, especially when you're, you know, setting these agents free to do whatever they want. So today we're going to talk all about that. Jaden, before we do, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Every single week we record a bonus episode. We post on school community and we also post announcements. For example, this week we posted an announcement about Lovable had like 24 hours or was completely free. Jamie used like 100 tokens in that day. And there was also like $100 in free Anthropic API credits and $250 from Stripe, all to help you get started with a business. So we posted that in school community. Tons of people were using it and talking about what they were doing. So if you want to get those types of announcements, including this week, I recorded a whole video on how I got $4,000 in 11 labs credits for free and how you can do it as well. There's like an application thing. If you want to watch that or get access to any of that info, go join the school community. There's tons of stuff on there. It's $19 a month. We share all of the ways we're using AI to grow and scale our businesses every single week. There's new stuff, the value you get out of the community. Will far exceed. I mean, if you just go watch this week's video, you get $4,000 for free. So trust me, it is worth whatever the $19 a month that you pay for. And we'd love to have you. There's over 300 members or almost 300 members in the community. So it's a great place. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Cursor. This is an interesting story to me. I love all of these vibe coding tools. We use Claude Code, which is basically like Cursor's big competitor, a ton at AIBox, my software startup. That lets you build AI tools and try out all the different AI models in one place. So this is something that I'm super interested in anytime someone builds a new feature here, because, you know, if Cursor's building something new, Claude Code's going to copy it. Everyone's kind of working on stuff. But I am really excited about what's happening in this industry in particular. I wanted to play a video sharing. It's a 1 minute video from the team over at Cursor announcing Cursor Automations. They're going to explain this to you. It's a video that they posted over on X. So without further ado, here is Jack from Cursor explaining Cursor Automations.
I'm Jack.
And I'm John.
And today we're launching automations in Cursor.
As agents have gotten really capable at handling work autonomously, we found ourselves kicking them off over and over again for the same type of task. So we thought, why not automate that?
It's been crazy to see the creative use cases that people have come up with. For example, we have an incident triage that gets triggered every time a PagerDuty monitor goes off. This one John loves especially because he hates getting woken up at 3 a.m.
Famously.
We give it the Datadog MCP, and then by the time he rolls out of bed all groggy, the agent has come back with the likely root cause.
So I just need to merge the PR and then I can go back to sleep.
I have a personal automation just for myself. It runs on a nightly cron schedule. It looks at all my PRs from the last day and just cleans up dead code or bad patterns.
We're very fortunate to have this great community of users who are always suggesting new features to build, and we pipe those through from Twitter onto Slack. And now we can just have an agent automatically kick off with every single one and just put up a PR right away.
Some of these features, if they're simple, are actually just getting implemented asynchronously. The way we do software development has changed so much in the last 9 months.
Yeah. And with more software, with more output, you then have more stuff you need to review, more issues you need to triage, more things to manage around software. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these things are automatable. Thankfully, because we kind of let the agent run free, if you want comments to be inline threaded comments on GitHub, just prompt your agent to do so. If you want it to resolve its past comments, just prompt your agent to do so. All of these things that people are used to kind of configuring it with checkboxes, you don't need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Just prompt your agent.
Okay. Nice. So I love that. I'm super stoked. I know like a lot of our listeners might not be developers, and personally, I'm not a developer, but I have a lot of developers working on AI Box and other platforms. And a lot of these features that they're building is, I think, basically where the trajectory of the entire industry is moving, whether that's in like Cursor for, yeah, if I'm being 100% honest, Cursor is like Claude Code. It's not something I probably am going to be using anytime super soon because it's like really for developers to use inside of like your code base. But these same tools are going to start moving over to Lovable. They're going to start moving over to Base 44. They're going to start moving over to AI Box. All of these other no-code tools are going to get these same features. So that's kind of why we like to announce them here and why we're excited about them over here.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really cool idea. So this is a use case that I think this could be used for. I made an app on Lovable for myself to kind of prospect service businesses with bad websites. So I can search for, you know, HVAC Grand Rapids, and then it'll search for, you know, people with bad websites based on certain criteria. You know, that's all well and good. And so that's, you know, in a way, it's sort of like an agentic type feature that I've built, even though it's not, you know, going around and clicking for me. It's pulling website data from like an API, essentially. So, but if you could take this further and kind of automate it, and then I could just wake up every morning with like a list of 20 businesses to call, that could be a form of automation where it's actually taking what I've built and running it for me. I think this is really cool, especially because, you know, with the whole open claw thing, there was lots of security concerns, and it's like, you know, who are you giving your data? But if you can have it all be within one ecosystem and not have, I mean, as long as there's not security concerns, I could see this being really, really useful. What do you think, Jaden?
Yeah, 100%. So I think it's actually a problem that they're solving with all of the, like this, basically automations and automatically doing things is a problem that they're solving with AI code. Even on Lovable, I recently made podcaststudio.com. I made a charts tab on there. So it shows like all of the podcasts, the top podcast charts. And this was a massive pain in the butt to make it so it actually automatically every day went and checked like all the top charts and where everything ranks. How I have it built right now is that if you click on a specific podcast, it will show you how that podcast is ranking like historically in the top charts. But in order to get it to like grab that data every day was a really big pain in the butt, and I had to set up cron jobs and automations. And so anyways, it was a big ordeal to do. And so if they're building things in that are automatically able to kind of like set schedules and scheduled times and like in kind of like a very easy, good UI way to figure that out, then I highly, yeah, then I'd be super, super stoked to try something like that.
For people who aren't coders, what do you think like this would translate to in the future for, let's say, you know, they're really familiar with ChatGPT? Do you think there'd be any kind of background agent type things that you'll be able to do with ChatGPT in the future?
Yeah, I think ChatGPT already actually made a feature that's very like sort of similar, where they're able to do like kind of like automations, and it will automatically tell you you can set things to happen at certain times. And it's not something I actually see people using a lot. I'm actually not seeing it over on ChatGPT right now. I'm trying to look at it while I'm talking, but in any case, yeah, there was a way in the past to like have it automatically do a search at like a specific time. Or I think if you tell ChatGPT like every day at 8 a.m., like send me a notification. Oh, you know what it is? It might be their Pulse feature, which we might have to have like their $200 a month tier for. I'm not 100% sure. But anyways, I think we're going to start seeing more and more of those features where you have kind of these automations where it can automatically do things and you set schedules for tools. In coding right now, in coding world, we're getting to a point where we're setting loose all of these AI agents with OpenClaw and a lot of these other tools. And they're essentially running around and like completing tasks for you. But it's hard to tell them, like, it's annoying to have to tell them to initiate the task. And so I think what we're seeing is you're going to set a schedule and it's going to initiate at a specific scheduled time. And I think this is kind of where we'll see things. It's like every morning at, you know, 8 a.m. before I start on this project, I want you to go and like grab all of this data, put it together in a nice report, send it to this specific email address, and then I can grab it and get started. Like, you're going to want the schedule set up, and like, technically you could make a prompt and tell your agent to do that. Is it going to remember? Is it going to loop? Is it going to forget? It's just so much easier to hard code like a schedule that initiates automatically every day at a specific time. And I think we're going to get that feature in particular across like every single tool that you use. We're going to have automation, timed automations for all of your stuff you're doing.
Yeah, because I mean, even if you were like a stock trader or something, you could wake up to all the latest corporate, any like corporate reports that were released or inflation reports, and like have it pop that up for you. Yeah, like you said, first thing when you wake up in the morning, that would be super useful in that case as well. So,
yep. So super excited. And as we're actually talking, I'm now thinking that I need to add this as a feature to AI Box. Like, we have, there's like tools that will like create like a newsletter for you or create like a podcast or something. But it's, I'm thinking like, gee, like if I have a newsletter that needs to be sent out every day, like, or every Thursday, and it's going to go generate all the content for it, I probably should just have a timer on there where you set every Thursday, it's going to go run this thing and send you a notification that it finished and you can go do whatever you need to do, or it could automatically schedule it eventually. So just talking, I'm already thinking about it. And if that's how I'm thinking about this with my own software, I guarantee everyone else is. So huge kudos to Cursor. They're rolling out some cool things with their automations, but I think it's also giving a lot of people ideas on how to implement this into software that regular non-coders are also going to be using.
Well, hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those, and those help us reach more people with the podcast. And again, check out the AI Hustle School community if you want to learn how to use some of these tools to take your business to the next level, or even just make money on the side using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.